I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful experience here doing some sample healings. And I'd like you to, if you were on the call last, or the show, we'll say last Wednesday, a couple of days ago, won't you maybe call in and just like to know how you're doing after we did that space-time crash at the age of 10. I'm kind of curious out there. So let's do a mind-to-heart drop here for everybody. And dropping down into your heart center, taking the mind energy and dropping down. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger. Getting the energy ready here. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Okay. Now we'll drop down. So we'll go from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you know when you're in your heart center, you cannot have a negative or a positive thought. And by doing this a couple of times, there are a few people at the expo. All their questions went away that they had once they got into their heart center. And they felt completely at peace, along with really not wanting to visit any other booths there. They were already satisfied, and that's what they came to get, was to become heart-centered. Light Infusion Chamber helped them out a lot, but they really realized that all of their, maybe their worry of what booth to go to, their concerns, trying to figure out different things, they realized that once they found the Light Infusion Chamber, and how to go into their heart center, that's all that they needed. So they just saw the expo as a lot of booths that were not really needed for them to go to. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. So, Carrie, are you out there tonight?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody else out there in BBS land. So I guess we'll start with just a few little announcements of things coming up. Ron was just in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo, but this coming month, March, Ron's going to be at the New York Expo. I'm not sure what the name of that one is, Ron. What is the name of that? And it's the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March.
It's the New Life Expo. In
New Life.
Yeah, 34th and 8th, New Yorker Hotel.
Okay, great. So Ron will have the Light Infusion Chamber that we got to enjoy here in L.A., this past weekend for all of you on the East Coast. And so that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then coming up this Sunday, the next in Ron's series of eight-hour body rejuvenation sessions is coming up. Let's see, what's the date? Today's the 18th, so the 19th, so the 20th. So Sunday the 20th. And the following Sunday, too, I believe. Is that right, Ron? I see you 4 hours on the 26th as well, and 8 hours on the 27th. So you have another Saturday one coming up. Oh, that's right. The call didn't work this past time, did it? That's what you're doing. Are you doing that one again? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just going to repeat it here. I actually did the 4 hours, but people like to get water charging. So we'll be doing the water charging on this, coming call on the 26th.
Okay,
so,
great. All right.
We'll just have Saturday and Sunday there back-to-back.
Okay, so the Sunday ones begin at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and if you're not signed up for those yet, you can go on Ron's website and pay through PayPal, or you can send Ron an email at creationlightship.com and get on directly with him. And then same for the Saturday call. Tonight, Friday, is the Q&A after the BBS show that we're doing right now. So at 8 p.m., just a little after 8, Pacific, 11 Eastern. So that is the conference call where you can all call in and ask your questions directly of Ron. And the phone number for that is 646-519-5800. And you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that is 9009. So I think that's everything that's coming up right now. So let me take a quick peek and see what is on the Fast Chat. We have a few people on there already. I know I saw. Let me just go to the other page. Let's see. Larry is on, and Sarah and Marsha, Eric. Let's have a look. Dulce, Sharon, Bonnie, Ed, Marie, Guest, Q and R, Stephanie, and Karen. So welcome to all of you. And maybe we have some new people, too, who just met Ron at the expo. So if you are new and you're just listening to the show for the first or second time and you have some questions during the show, you can type them into the Fast Chat, and the Fast Chat is on the BBS page just below the, just above the buttons, the volume buttons to listen. And then if you, any of you, as Ron was saying, were on the Wednesday show and would like to call in and tell Ron how you're feeling from those time and space crashes that we were doing, which were pretty heavy on Wednesday, you can do that. We're on station 2, so the phone number, I think, we or one of us is on the first number, the 4511. So if you try one of the lower ones, 530-413-4515 and 4520, those should work okay. There are a couple of others there that you'll see if you want to try those. So let's have a look and see if we have any questions on the Fast Chat. Do you have anything else you want to say, Ron, while I'm taking a quick peek here?
Well, we can do a clearing here. Let's do a let's bring in the Star of Bethlehem. We haven't done that for a while on the program. So this is the defense plate ship that was present when Jesus, actually before he was born and after he was born. So lots of people saw the Star of Bethlehem, which was the light ship, one of their defense fleet ships, there to hold space and protect the energies for his birth. So here we go. I'm going to bring in this energy. You might want to bring up the light ship insignia, if you would, on the monitor. It's underneath the Station 1, Station 2 buttons there. And here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, enjoy that energy. And we're bringing some peace energy through the light beam. We're going to put both of those up on your screen. Now you can do so. And bring the light beam up right now. We're bringing some peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, the only question I see so far is from Hart asking if we've done any entity clearing yet, which we haven't. So would you like to just do a quick entity clearing sample?
Yeah, well, first do one for alien entities. These are ones that are alien, and they come to us from parallel lifetimes. So let's do this one here, see how your body's responding. So you need to think of a situation that you dealt with. It could be body pain, and we'll just see what happens here. So your spirit's going to find these alien critters. Maybe they were complete life forms, physical life forms that have attached to us, much like the emotional bodies that we have here. And we'll take away these alien entities that body hop from you, from a parallel life, and now you're having them with you. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Take a scan of your body, see how you're feeling, take note of it, and we'll see how you feel afterwards. So one, two, oh man, aliens are here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get rid of some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you. Carrie?
Okay, yeah, I'm feeling that. There's a pulling in just beside the middle of my spine on the right side, and something's going on in the left side of my throat. Okay, so let's have a look here. Holly is saying, wow, the Star of Bethlehem came in and the entities left. excuse me. What was I going to say? I just lost it.
Two more of those here. Here we go. Then we'll do regular, ordinary ones that are from the earth plane here. So here's some more entities leaving.
Okay.
These are aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do entities that are emotional bodies. Excuse me. And these are the emotional bodies of people, relatives, friends that have passed on. Remember, if they like you a lot, they'll come right into your body. They'll hop right into you because they're still floating around here, which is sometimes why people grieve a lot after someone passes over, dies, passing over to the light of the darkness. You should be grieving for that because you're not going to the right spot because they're in the reincarnation loop again. But emotional bodies stick around and body hop, and this is why Earth is the way it is now with the lack of consciousness, because these things come in and recycle their life into you. So just think of watching a movie on TV, a DVD or something, And just think of all the scenes that you see in the hour to hour and a half that you're watching. And just think of a whole lifetime of those. And that's being downloaded directly into your body once those entities come in. That's only one entity, it's a whole lifetime. So just think of a movie script that you may not like, and that's with you. Remember, everybody's days here are not really, too pleasant sometimes. And it's because probably you have entities lurking inside of you, causing you to have those situations. So they work with your DNA too, I would imagine, and push your buttons. But mainly, they need to get buttons pushed in you because they want to get energy. So this is the reason why they push your buttons. But just think of all the residue which they're giving you. It can be sort of hard to fathom at first until you look at just one DVD and you watch it and you think, gee, even an entity could have brought me this whole life story of this program that I watched, and it's in my body now, in my DNA, because that's the way they work. So just think of a movie, but that's an entity, and the entity comes into you and downloads its whole life history into you, and it wants to relive part of that through you. So here we go. Entities being released, and here we go. Think of an issue that you're dealing with. They get attached to your physical pain, so you may want to request entities attached to a certain part of your body where you have pain, or just think of an issue. Here we go. This is up to you to do that. Remember, the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that tends to go away here. So we got a question on the fast chat from Tina. Looks like mind loop 1 and 2, what they are. So the mind loop 2 I'll start off with, that's when you first see what the earth is like here after you left your mother, okay? So that's your first few seconds of being birthed. You come out, you're in love energy from your mother. Remember, her spirit is keeping you nourished along with your spirit, but mainly it's hers, in love energy. And then from there you come out and you go, what did I get myself into? And then you're seeing all these mind-controlling programs being attached to you. Remember, when you're in your mother, you don't have those because you're not here, walking around yet or just living on the earth because you're inside of another life form. But once you come in, the mind loop 2 comes in, and that's all the programs, and you go, wow, what am I doing here? I've talked to some people, and they said, yeah, I was kind of like trying to hang on, screaming and kicking not to come out, and then I came out, So that's what the mind loop 2 is. That deals with birth. Birth programs being added to you and how you felt with these repetitive programs being attached to you. The mind loop 1 program is what you're dealing with repetitive thought as you're living your life. Maybe saying the same phrases over and over and over again. Maybe having the same thoughts in your head. Something that was programmed in you. Maybe it could have been a teacher programming you a certain way or your parents. And, you have a learned behavior from what's being taught or told to you inside of your head. So you're just running a mind loop program. And then we have the mind matrix barcode. So that separates you, disconnects you from the mind matrix. And the mind matrix is what the aliens have given you here to connect to their pool through mass consciousness. Okay? This is not the jellyfish energy or anything like that. This is the mind matrix energetic pool of universal mind, collective consciousness, any of those new age terms that you've heard about. Oneness is a good one there. People like to talk about oneness, thinking that you are just like a frying pan or a flower or somebody else on this planet, or maybe a beetle or a frog or a bird. That's oneness, which is what you are not connected to. You might have light in all of these, but you're still not in oneness with them. So nobody could be at one with anything else but themselves. But that's the mind matrix barcode. And the mind interference body, this is a program body that's in you, and the mind interference body allows the mind matrix to connect to yourself. That's what that one there does. So it's kind of like how the mind connects to you to divert you from your thinking. So each one of these is slightly different, kind of all under the same umbrella. But, you know, the mind matrix barcode is a nice one to get off, because then you're disconnected from people's thoughts. Remember, universal mind is everybody's thoughts. Another way of saying it, this is what you talk about typically with the Akashic Records. It contains the thoughts of everybody and all their lives, etc. This is all the darkness energy that's connected to you. So I hope that allows some clarity there. So, Carrie, are you back there? Am I coming through okay?
I can hear you. I'm back. I am here. I can hear you, but I can't understand anything you're saying. I've got a really, really weird connection all of a sudden, so I'm going to hang up and try and redial BBS. So if there are maybe a couple of clearings you can do while I do that, and then I'll come back on and see if there's anything new on the fast chat, but I cannot understand anything you're saying. I'm so sorry. I'm going to hang up.
I can hear it, too. Sounds like about every other, every couple syllables is being cut out, so it must be a phone line connection problem. So let's do a sample of the mind loop one. So think of a thought that you have all the time, and or it could be a phrase. One phrase that people have is, God bless you. You know, heaven forbid. Let's see, what else do we have here? Naturally, God loves you, okay? So Jesus loves you. So all these things are repetitive thoughts that you probably have had that are running around in your head to connect you to the different words and things. In fact, I'll just go sideways here. This is an experiment for everybody. I want you to take the year that you were born. So naturally, you're probably born in the 1900s, unless you're older than that. And so take the last 2 years. So let's just say that hypothetically it was, say, 1960. So take the 60 and write that down on a piece of paper. Okay? And then what you want to do to that is to add onto that your current age. So add your current age right now, and then add 60 to that. And lo and behold, you're going to get the numbers digital, 1011. Now remember, if you watch the movie The Matrix, and in computer language, what you have is ones and zeros. So if anybody didn't get 1011, then that means that you must not be the age that they told you that you were. There's some mistake there, okay? But everybody's age should add up to, when you take the last two numbers, you know, in the 1900s that you lived, where the zeros would be, we'll say, 1900, so just add, you know, the particular year that you were born, and then add your age. It'll always add up to 1011. So, interesting, that's probably the master number that is a program number for everybody here on this planet. So we all probably fit underneath the category of 1011 in the collective mind matrix energy. So you may want to clear that off of you in the natal chart clearing. So you may think about that one. Because remember, we work with ones and zeros. And if you've seen, I think, at the end of the movie, The Matrix, maybe the beginning, that's all you see on the screens is ones and zeros. And, you know, that's what computer language is, actually, is ones and zeros, which means it's on or it's on and it's off. So on is a one and off is a zero. So if you kind of think of what that could do to you, it could be very disconcerting. Remember, I was talking about people seeing the same type of numbers like on your clock, 1111 or 111 or something. And that's to tell the aliens that they got your attention to see if you recognize that programmed number being displayed on your clock. So if you do recognize it, they know that they got you. And you notice that some people are tuned into sevens maybe, different numbers, which may not be on your clock, but you can still notice a synchronicity of that. So if you do have numbers that show up all the time in your life, that is a programmed number that the aliens are using. So I hope that kind of helps you out. Now, I'm telling you where we were here before we talked about this here. Are you back there, Carrie?
Yeah, I am. I have an echo. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're still kind of coming through goofy here.
Oh, really? You don't hear me? Okay.
Yeah, you're kind of off and on.
Okay, I've got my volume up as high as it will go.
Okay, so the number should be 1011 when you add the last two numbers plus your age.
Which were the last two numbers? I did the age and my year, and I got 1010.
Yeah, so it would be the age that you're going to be this year. So, like, if you were born, say, in 63... And right now you're 47, but in this year you're going to be actually 48, okay?
Okay.
But you haven't had your birthday yet. So in this year, then you add 63 plus the age of 48, and it's going to come up with, 101, excuse me, 101. I said 1011, but 101. So there we go.
Okay. I missed most of that while I was dialing in, but it sounded interesting. Is this something that we can clear, whatever it was that you've just been talking about? What do we do about it?
It has to do with mind control.
Okay.
So you have the mind control energies that people have, and these mind control energies are pretty interesting because you need to know that you're being controlled by numbers.
So going on, Tina was asking about the, and I think you
so could also even be, if you took the other one, you may get 111. So if you're born in the year 2000, then it would be, well, you can still take the 10, you know, and use the 10. And then from there, use the age also. If you know anybody who has been born, you know, from 2000 on, you might try that out, maybe somebody who is under 10 years of age. So if you take your current age and it hasn't had a birthday yet, then it's going to be 110, but if not, it's going to be 111. So there's two ways to look at it. They're both going to be affecting you. So just food for thought for everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to give out the phone numbers again. If anyone wants to call in and talk about how they felt after the crashing that Ron was doing on the Wednesday show, I think I have called in on the 4520. So the ones that are open are, there's a beep. Oh, no, maybe that was my call waiting. I'm sorry. So 530 413 4510 or 415-287-0074. So I'll try and put those up on the fast chat. So if anyone would like to call in, we'd love to hear from somebody about your experiences on the Wednesday show with all those time and space crashings that Ron did, which were pretty heavy duty. Okay. So let's have a look. Got a lot of numbers here on the fast chat.
I think I heard a beep. Somebody come online?
Is somebody out there? Hello?
Hi.
One of the beeps was my call waiting, I think, Ron. I don't know if that's what you
heard
or not. Oh, okay. Okay, so, Amy has got an interesting one here. 101 Dalmatians may mean 101 parallel lives through genetics.
Yeah, very interesting, huh? Yeah, 101 Dalmatians. Jeez.
Yeah, wow. And Stephanie.
A lot of weird things out there, you know. So let's do a clearing here. Let's do something that deals with a parallel life. So I won't do a space-time crash because the last program it was pretty rough. You went back into the past. And if you're on the program, you know that you were being retrieved from a parallel lifetime or many lifetimes for a particular issue. So let's just do a timeline crash. And let's do one for the God energies. We're talking about phrases before. In fact, I'll do the mind loop one here. That's where I was going. So let's do a mind loop clearing. This is a mind loop one clearing for, you know, God bless you, and there's other things that people say, dealing with God. So just think of one of those that you probably have that is programmed into you as a God word, God something, okay, or something God. Here we go. So this is up to you to pick that particular phrase. So I'm going to clear the mind loop on this here, mind loop one. This is what you keep repeating. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's a sample of the mind loop one clearing, which is very good to help you get rid of phrases that you repeat all the time. Let's do a sample now of a timeline crash. So let's do a timeline crash for one of those God phrases that you're using, okay? But it's still going to be emotional because you're tying into that energy. And some people might feel a great reverence toward God. You know where mine is on that. So some people, when you mention that, they can even break out into tears, crying, because they think it's so sacred. So here we go. Let's release this energy here. So it's up to you to decide how you want to do that phrase. I just do the same one over again that we did with mind looping. And see how your body's responding. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, these are crashing pretty quickly here, within 15 minutes. So these God energies are probably right on our doorstep as they're watching us. So back to you, Carrie. These, remember, these
okay.
are alien races using different God energies, because they're all using one name, we'll say God, or maybe another name that, you know, other religions may have for that. But they're using that to connect to you with. So there's, you know, thousands of aliens out there who answer in the name of God when you do your prayers, if you still do them. Hopefully not. And when you go to churches, each church has its alien hierarchy there to abduct you and to get the energy from you during this process of your worship to these alien gods. So this is why when you go to different churches, if you ever visited different churches, the God energy is always different. It's because it's different aliens. So you have to get a clue here. And remember, you don't want to follow the path of the Mayans with their spirituality and their teachings of killing people during the 2012 ascension time that people might think is happening. And since they made it the end of the world here, end of the calendar, basically, that they're just waiting to do their spiritual practices on you. So you may have even had the remembrance of a parallel life walking up those pyramids to be sacrificed by them. Maybe you thought it was good because of the mind control. So just another food for thought for you here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. John has typed in an interesting comment about the Bible codes. Numbers, what does he say here? The numbers set of programs makes the Bible codes work through activation in people, setting off programs in people. It's all time control through people reading the Bible. So that's pretty interesting. The people that sat down and figured all those codes out, and all of us are in the Christian world reading the Bible. So I guess my audio is not sounding good, apparently. I'm not sure what to do about that. I could hang up and redial if someone wants to type in and let me know if I'm coming across the internet all chopped up, too. I'll hang up and dial in.
You might just, if anybody's hearing you okay on the line there on the fast chat.
Yeah.
With me, I'm only hearing about maybe or two of the letters of a word that you're saying, but you might be coming through fine to the listening audience here. Yeah. You're actually cutting out too.
Yeah. So something's a bit kooky with the lines today. Somehow.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll quickly get a question to you then. Stephanie is asking, did the aliens give us the aging process?
Yes, the aliens gave us probably everything that we know here, including the atomic bomb, to kill people. So, and our wonderful automobiles that cause pollution, they also gave that invention to us through the wonderful universal mind, mass mind, the creativity of that people tune into, thinking that they're getting some divine inspiration from the beyond, and figuring out how to do something. This is what they give us. So, the Bible codes are quite interesting. That's the way the dark side's working through the Bible. Remember, the dark side needs to know what their next script is going to be and, you know, what time frame and when. So to put that information in some place that would be typically sacred for everybody, so what, that's a really good place to put it in this mind-controlling program of the Old Testament. So this is what they have done because they wanted it to be around for a long time. And normally you have the old and the new one combined together a lot of times. So you do have the alien gods there, you know, giving you the Ten Commandments. So that's kind of basically it. So that is the dark side script that is around for a long time. And the dark side people can actually read that, decode it. You know, if you go back before computers, nobody probably had a clue of what's happening, but the darkness knows, and they know how to decode things like that because the aliens probably put it in there, into the words. This is why we have a natal chart clearing to clear words and names and numbers, letters, we'll say, out of you. Same thing as in the Bible code. You can read a passage. It can make, you know, perfectly good sense, but all of a sudden, in the way that they're written and the way they're connected through the different sentences, throughout a page determines a pattern, okay? So this is the way the darkness chose to keep the darkness alive for the ground crew here to know what they're doing. And naturally, you know, they couldn't get a newspaper back then or to have something saved, so they decided to put it into the sacred text, we'll say, the sacred text for the aliens. The alien ground crew then can figure out what's going on. So us humans figured out how to decode that. So we call it the Bible decoding, Bible codes. And you can look in the past, and you can also go into the future if you have the proper programs to do so and figure out what's happening or what has happened. Remember, when you see what has happened, that means that those codes then became real and activated, and the ground crew went to work down here. Just think what's in the future. And I'm sure that because it is a basic, accurate way to see events happening, I'm sure that all the governments on this planet have a way to decode it to see what's going to happen as far as an outcome, as far as a really good prediction of what could happen through different situations. So it's just a way to see how we're being controlled in the future and what's going to happen to us. But we know what the past is like, and that a lot of that has come true that you can see in there. Just type in names and dates, and you get a little history of what's happened. And everybody knows about that, so it's quite interesting, and that's probably why people wonder, why? How could this be in this sacred book? This is from God. Well, channeling's from God. Well, it's the channeling's from the aliens telling the ground crew what to do through stories. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Going back to the numbers real quick that you were talking about with our age and everything, Stephanie was asking how we can disconnect from numbers, and such as the 11s and stuff that we see on clocks a lot. And I think in the past you have said that the natal barcode clearing, we could put those in. Does that ring a bell? Does that sound right? I'm just trying to think if that is something that you've said.
Yes, the natal barcode is what you put the different, you put your name in, your birth name, your married name, nicknames, maybe even phone numbers possibly, your address, because all these things are tracking numbers by the aliens to connect to you. So looks like we have some interesting questions from John here. He says, what exactly is this show about? Well, this is about truth. And the next thing is, just blinked off here, and then he says, so, hi, John. You people don't sound like you're from around here. Well, we're so far here in this planet, grounded here, that we know what's going on. So that means that you're out there, John. You don't know yet. You haven't connected to truth. So listen to some of the archives on this program. And it takes about 10 archives to listen to, and then you realize that you've been lied to for your whole life on spirituality and what's happening. and you're going to have a better clue. And this could change your life. Just think, John, 10 hours and it will change your life. So, listen to the archives. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and John, maybe you want to come on the Q&A off the show in about 15 or 20 minutes. We kind of all, a lot of us hop on to a conference call where you can speak directly to Ron and ask him specific questions. So, and he loves to have new people come on and ask questions. So if you have time and you're not headed to bed or anything, that would be great. And the number for the conference call in a little bit here is 646-519-5800. And if someone could type that into the fast chat, my fast chat won't let me type in today. That would be great. And so that's 646-519-5800, and then you'd be prompted for a PIN number, and that's 9009, and then the pound sign. So maybe we can look forward to meeting you in a little bit, John, on the conference call. Stephanie's saying she's not familiar with the Bible code, so I'll just say real quick, a few years ago there were a bunch of guys who had spent a long time studying the Bible and found there to be codes in the letters and so forth, and they wrote a couple of books about them, but you probably don't want to go near that stuff, but that's what it is. They just found a lot of different codes within the words going horizontally and vertically into the text. I think it was a Jewish rabbi, or a group of rabbis that were studying it that found it a few years ago. So there were some books published on that fairly recently in the last maybe 5 years. So what else? Let's have a look here. My fast chat's just refreshing. I don't know if we have any new questions. I know a little bit ago, Annika was saying that she was feeling the God bless you, clearings that you were doing, Ron, in her tongue, which that really makes sense because it's what we speak. It's what a lot of people say. So that's interesting that you felt that, Annika, in your tongue. Oh, great. People have written in the number. Thanks, you guys. Okay, so what else do we have? Let's have a look. Do you get into reverse speech, John is asking. I'm not sure what that is, Ron.
Nope,
do you know?
Don't get into that at all. So.
Okay. All right. So let's see. We've got about 10 minutes left. What else do you feel like doing? I don't see any other questions on the archive. We haven't had any callers today to tell us about how Wednesday was. Well, maybe I'll just say how I felt, shall I? I was really thrown off by that. That was a strong one. I think it was when you did the 10 years of age one that I got really jangled up, and I know I was feeling a lot of stuff in my body, and I got really spaced out and slightly dizzy, and I don't remember how long it went on for, but it was quite a while. I know it went on after the show was over. I was pretty affected by that, and I think a lot of people were, if I remember correctly from the comments that were on the fast chat, it got to most of us, I think. Q is asking, on the natal barcode, it goes forward then backwards in the clearing, so I guess Q is wondering what that means, Ron.
Just the way the light chip wanted to do the clearing for that.
Okay.
So that way, both ends of the stick are covered.
Okay.
Makes the clearing more complete. Remember, we read from typical, you know, left to right,
mm-hmm.
but with Hebrew, they read from right to left.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be why they wanted to do it that way. I don't know, but it does deal with the code system. And that's why the code system goes both ways on that. So that's a great clearing to free yourself up of things that you're dealing with, especially your natal chart, because it will help you out with that because you're putting in your birth date and stuff. Some of the clearings, in a sense, kind of overlap. It's very hard to nail down exactly what each one does and why one is better than another one, only because they do... interact between them, and they do connect with more energies if you do two of the similar type of clearings. So a lot of people do wonder why sometimes they sound the same and they have similar things in them, but they are a completely different, separate clearing. And somebody was asking me about the seven generational clearings, why we have them up on the website. And the basic reason is if you have an issue, an emotional issue that you've cleared through your whole lifetime clearing, and then maybe you did the unlimited on it, which is what I highly recommend, so you stay up to date daily, then you may still have a problem with a certain issue in the emotions. You go, boy, I don't know what's happening here. You know, maybe I did a bunch of clearings, I did a fear clearing, and I still feel some fear. Well, that could be from entities giving you fear. It could also be that maybe your parents had a load of fear, and so did your grandparents and their great-great-grandparents. So if you do the seven-generational one, then maybe it might go much, much deeper for you to get rid of that. So that's why we have the first seven-generational clearings on. And we go back further, but typically that's where you're living, I would think, mostly is the first seven generations. So I think we had a beep. Is there a caller out there?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Got about 5 minutes to go, Larry, so...
Okay, well, yeah, when I was 10 years old, I had a clearing. I had a clearing for when I was 10 years old, and the timeline crashed, and then I felt retroactively that it crashed in the present moment also, of my present age.
Okay, so the one on Wednesday, yeah, it would possibly bring stuff forward sometimes from that point to now. That's probably what you're saying, I think, is that you felt the clearing now, in the now, from a clearing that was done in your life 10 years ago. So that would be correct.
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh.
It doesn't necessarily go through maybe age 11 and 12 up to your current age of, I think you're 29, Larry, so, you know, the clearings do clear out the year that you specify. If you tend to do that, I may have to put something else on the website for that particular clearing to go into the past of this lifetime. So that did open up a whole new can of worms. I would do it tonight, but it's just too. I'd rather not do that. Put it that way, because it's a lot of energy, and boy, it was pretty intense. So. That's why I'm not doing a space-time crash. For the timelines we can do, remember the space-time crash is when they take you, remember you're abducted, and you could be out there just floating around, kind of like the movie, 2001 Space Odyssey, when Hal cut off the link to that astronaut guy, and he's just floating out there in Beyondo, probably died because he didn't have any oxygen, but... Aside from that, just think of you being floating out there in the Beyondo, lost forever, okay, because you're in a dark side universe, no connection. So this is the way the light ship can come and find you as you do these crashes. So this is quite interesting on how you can be lost in time and also lost in space. So that's
well, what I felt a lot of self-acceptance from... doing the timeline and then the space-time crashes, I felt a lot of self-acceptance, like something broke through and healed today in that area.
That's great. That's great. So I think you're doing more than five of the timeline crashes. What do you find with yourself? Everybody's different naturally, but what do you find has the best results when you do a timeline crash, Larry? How many timelines do you normally do on an average of a particular emotional issue?
Well, I've been doing, on my schedule, I've been doing maybe 30 of them, maybe. Sometimes I've been doing 30.
Okay, that's good.
Depends. 30 times and lines and 30 space times, different issues. And I've been doing I've got some space times to catch up with. I've got quite a number of them to catch up with because I've fallen behind on that. But when I do that and complete the healing from timeline to space-time, then I get a big healing coming about. And it seems like it's really working good for me.
That's good. That's very good.
So I would think also, Ron, the older we get, the greater number of them we probably need to do because we've probably been set up on more and more timelines as we get older. Do you think?
Yeah, I would say that's true. Remember, you're dealing with more stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Mind is working more and more and more.
Yeah.
And you have more stuff to deal with. That's your baggage. Just think if you had a child now at your current age and you didn't clear yourself out, you know, of all your emotions in this lifetime, just think of the baggage that you're giving your poor child, all of your fears and anxieties and traumas. It's passed right on to your child or children if you don't clear yourself out. Remember, that's what Jesus taught was to do that. Unfortunately, that teaching probably got thrown out, you know, with the baby in the bathwater, you know, because they didn't want to have people get healed. They didn't want them to ascend, so this is why probably that's not talked about. But they do mention, you know, I guess the sins of the whatever it is, the father or something, or is passed on to the future generations. There's some kind of Bible message in there about that, and that's what it's about.
Yeah.
So whatever you believe, before you conceive somebody, especially like if you have a big addiction towards something, if you have an addiction, that's going to be passed on to your children also. Whether they're going to have it activated in this lifetime may not be, but maybe their children would be. And then you're going to see that addiction coming up that you had. Maybe your child, you know, went over that, bypassed it, but that addiction then will come forth to mirror back to the grandparents to show them their lifestyle. That's the way it normally works. It skips one generation, and then it gets amplified into that other child. Then you look at them as a grandparent, and you go, wow, I guess I should have cleared myself out because now I'm seeing that mirror reflection back to me of what happened to me. And also, the parent of the child would wonder, gee, this is what I was dealing with too. Maybe why I had such an awful situation when I was growing up with my parents, but I didn't really see what that was, and it's not in me, but now it's in my child. So that's kind of the way it works. Normally it skips one generation.
And Ron, Angel is asking, since you're talking about... Whoops, can you hear me?
Yep, so it looks like we should probably close off. So we have our 8-hour call this Sunday, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, alien life form removals, body rejuvenation, quite a wonderful call, getting rid of these aliens out of us here. So if you're interested, you can sign up on the website. And the 4-hour call will be next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. And then we have the 8-hour last call for the month the day after. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And you can give me an email if you wish. We have our Q&A coming up right now in a few minutes here, so go to the fast chat. We'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everyone.